In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah, in the third Perek of Masechta Shavuot. The Mishnah begins, Shavua shelo ochel. If someone makes a Shavuot, he's not going to eat. V'achal pat chitin, pat sorim, v'o fat kusmin. And then he ate different varieties of bread. He had bread made of wheat, barley, and spelt. Mishnah says, Einu chayev ela achat. So importantly, once again, he ate a behelem echad in one period of forgetfulness. And the Mishnah says that's all considered one Shavua that has been violated despite the fact he's eaten quite a bit, and therefore is considered one violation. And therefore, if he did it by mistake, he would bring only one Chatat, whereas if he ate all this bread deliberately, he would only get one set of lashes. However, if he said Shavua shlo ochel pat chitin, pat seurin, or pat kusmin, if he said, I'm making sure not to eat wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread. But importantly, he said pat, pat, pat every time. So pat chitin, pat sorin, pat kusmin, va'achal. And it goes and eats all those different types. In that situation, Mishnah says, chayev al kol achat v'achat. He'd be liable for every single category of bread. And that is because since he said pat chitin, as I've already stated a few times, then he's revealed that it's almost like a different shvua, a different oath is being made with respect to each type or category of bread. We have a similar case in the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this is Mishnah Gimel now, Shvua shlo eshte, someone says, makes a shvua, I'm not going to drink. Veshata mashkin harben, he had many different types of drinks. Then einu chayev elachat, once again, since all behelem echat, all one period of forgetfulness, is considered one shvua, and it would only be considered as if the one shvua has been violated. Mishnah, however, can do shvua shlo eshte yain veshemen udvash. If he says, it makes a shvua, I'm not going to drink wine, oil, or honey, and then Shatani drinks his chayav kol echad v'echad. He'll be considered, each of these types of liquids are considered a different category, or a different shvua, and therefore he'd be liable for every single one. Now we have to be careful in this mission, because in the previous mission, the way we differentiated and said, that when the person said, I'm making sure not to have wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread, is the reason why it's interpreted as distinct shvuot, three distinct shvuot, is because he said pat to break up every time. Otherwise, if he said, I'm not going to have pat chitin sorin or kusmin, then it might simply just be that he was giving the details or explaining the nature of his shvua. So in this Mishnah, we don't have the word pat or mashke, yain, mashke, shemen to break it up. And nonetheless, it seems to be that, by the Mishnah rules, that is chayev al kol echat vechat. They're considered distinct shvuot. And it's not interpreted as being that he simply defining the scope of that single shvuah. The reason for that is because the Gemara says in this particular situation, his friend is standing opposite to him and trying to offer him these different types of drinks or liquids, yayin, shemen, and dvash. Given the context, it would have been sufficient for this individual to say, I'm making shvuah not to drink. And since all the different items that were in front of him, it would be clear that those are the items that encompass by his shvuah. The fact that he explicitly said, in this case, despite the context, despite those drinks being in, or liquids in front of him, he said, Shua shelo eshte yain v'shemen udvash. Therefore, in this particular case, it is being interpreted as distinct shvuah is being made regarding each of these liquids, wine, oil, and honey. That is why, since it's been interpreted that way, if he goes ahead and drinks them, he's chayv ha-kol echad v'echad. Those are the Mishnah today.